Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to generate 100 grand per deal. I feel very qualified to discuss this. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Vlad and Nadia ask, so my husband and I are new members to Land Academy. I really enjoy the material in the course so far. But now that I'm actually getting starting to research which county to target, I'm getting a bit discouraged. Maybe because I hate taking risks.
Okay.
Or at least I'm willing to take a risk if I see some logic in my decision. I've been spending a lot of time reading in the forums. I feel states like Arizona, New Mexico, California, etc. are targeted a lot. Should I even bother with these popular states? I'm getting the feeling that there's much more competition now than even just 2 years ago. Maybe if it wasn't as expensive to send a mailer out, I wouldn't stress out as much and just give it a shot. I'm looking for a word of encouragement or any advice you're willing to share.
You go first, Joe.
I didn't think it was expensive. No. So, you know what? So here's where I'm coming at this from. These are all valid, good points. I first question commitment.
Yep.
And I see, how do I say this?
Waffling?
Yeah, and getting in our own way.
Yep.
So I'm trying to think of another example of what something that in a whole different business. You know what? Every business has risks. Every business, you hope you have, you want competition. Competition is healthy. And in the real estate business world, there's a lot of competition out there. Let's be honest, that's okay. That's why you need to do it right and be efficient and be the best and have the best property at the best price. And there's nothing to think about. And that's where we are and that's what we share.
We have a handful of members, actually now way more than a handful. And I ask them, because I talk to them regularly, they do a ton of deals. And they all started, almost all of them started with nothing. They have a little bit of experience flipping houses or some other business and it didn't work out. So, and the light bulb went off there. They heard the show or they talked to Jill or whatever. And the light bulb went off over their head and they're making six figures every month. Mm-hmm. And it's because they just get it. Mm-hmm. It sunk to them. Exactly. And this is clearly not singing to you. I'm trying to be nice about it, actually.
That's what I
think. It either works or it doesn't. You know, right. I feel compelled to quote Dr. Phil. You know, you either get it or you don't. And if you don't, that's okay. Move on. I mean, there's a lot of fish in the sea.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Dr. Phil fan, by the way, but that is pretty damn good advice. Captain Obvious type advice.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's kind of funny. It makes me think of when I run into, we go, you know, now and then we'll be in investor group settings and, you know, the majority of investors don't understand the whole direct mail thing and they can't wrap their heads around it. And I tell them in there, and I'm like, yeah. And so my parting comments are, eh, but who am I to say? 16,000 deals later, I don't know. I'm sure it's just a test, you know. And they go, wait a minute. I know they think about it later, but
where's the risk in spending $500 to send out 1,000 offers, mm-hmm, on houses or boats or whatever you choose, or land. We just choose land.
Bingo.
Sending out a bunch of undervalued offers. It's completely predictable. You know exactly right. What's going to happen. If you price property correctly, and this is land now, and you send out 1,000, maybe 1,500 offers, you're spending up $500. If $500 is a ton of money to you, and
you're in the wrong business.
You're going to eat, it's going to change how you eat next month, this is not for you.
Right.
Or like Jill says, save a bunch of money for 6 months in a separate bank account. Make, mm-hmm, sure it's not going to change your life to send out 1,500 letters to see if this is for you.
Yes.
And you should know right by, if you're listening to this show, this might be for you. Either that or you have a really bad taste in entertainment.
It's so funny. No, but you know what I'm really thinking? Honestly, on what other business? You certainly can't have a brick and mortar business, any brick and mortar
business. That's the most risky thing there ever was.
I mean, there's no inventory I have to stock. I mean, this is one of the cheapest.
You know what? This is a good time to go over this. Go ahead with this thought.
It's okay. All right. There's no brick and mortar business you could do for $5,000. Check. You can't even start a t-shirt company and have inventory online. Check. I mean, think of all the things that...
What if you flip a house?
Right? Oh my, yeah. Oh, because I'm going to do... Yeah, I'm going to go buy a single family. That's
Where's
cheaper.
The risk in that?
No.
It's,
oh
that's
my gosh.
Liquid risky.
Exactly. I really can't think of a single business, I mean, with less... I mean, unless I'm a consultant for something, but you still have to know what you're doing, you know? I mean, I can't think of anything that is less risky
Take 6 months off and write a book.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know if it's going to sell.
That's true.
I mean, there's not...
Yeah, look at the money you lost there.
The reason we're in this business, Jill, I mean, is because we just don't see it, perceive it as risky. Like, every mailer we send out, I can tell you what's going to happen. I mean, plus or minus 10%, it's totally and completely predictable. In fact, right. That's why we started this company, so that you can learn from all the mistakes that we've made and use our experience to remove the risk. Mm-hmm. I think there's like last week we did a show on the risk-free info lots or something like that.
Exactly.
It's so predictable.
You know, I'm glad this question came up.
Me too.
Because we were talking about this the other day, and I do want to do a whole show on this, of the people that don't make the cut. And because the majority of people that don't make the cut, it's them. They can't do anything. This is the third thing that they've tried.
Or the 30th.
They've tried selling shoes online. I'm not kidding. They made their own jewelry, you know, whatever it is. Now they're going to try, let's try this. And so when you really sit back and look at it, it's a pattern for the individual.
Here's the truth about owning your own company. There's a stuff that goes on that'll turn your stomach for the first 2 years.
Yeah, it's scary.
Any company, I don't care. And if you just barrel through it like a Marine, you adapt and overcome every single little issue. And, you know, for Land Academy specifically, when we started this, not flipping land, but when we started Land Academy and now Land Investors, I mean, I had to learn how to use all kinds of new software, which was way out of my comfort zone. But you just get through it. It's a personality type. And then enjoy it for the rest of your life, by the way.
Exactly. That's good.
So...
We are going to do another show on that, though. I'd like to talk more about that.
About this topic?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm writing it down right now.
Thank you.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com. Today's topic, how to generate $100,000 per deal. This is the meat of the show. Before we get into this, though, honestly, this question, it just...
They're asking us, too.
They're asking us permission to leave, is it okay, Mom and Dad, that... This sucks and I suck at it. Yeah, it's okay.
That's what's going to be my answer. And I would rather, if you are not set up to be your own boss, or you think $500 is a lot of money, or you're not comfortable in your decisions, even though I'm standing here holding your hand, whatever it is, then you shouldn't do this. And I wish you all the best. I mean that sincerely. I'm not being sarcastic.
They've given themselves an out.
Yeah, and that's okay.
That's the first step in failing.
Yeah, that's okay. It's not for everybody.
Today's topic again, how to generate $100,000 per deal. This is the meat of the show. So here's how do you generate $100,000 per deal? So what we talk about all the time in the show is how do you double your money? You buy a property for $4,000, you sell it for $8,000. It's really worth $12,000, $15,000, $20,000. Everybody wins. Well, it's real simple. You just up the numbers, like Jill says. You buy a property for $400,000, $500,000. You mark it up $100,000. It's really worth $1.5, $1.2. That's the end of the show.
Okay. No, you know, it's so funny, though. I was just thinking, though. We went from a question. We went from the they don't get it, heart's not in it, to, okay, for the rest of you who get it, here's how to do $100,000 a deal. And it really is not crazy. And it's so funny because it's all over Land Investors, you know, in our online community. The people talking about these bigger deals like this, they're in there. You just have to go look, and it's not crazy, you know?
These deals are more prevalent than the smaller ones.
Yeah. I'm sure people go, did they add an extra zero there? Is that right? Yeah, it is right. They didn't mean 10,000. They didn't mean 100,000.
So imagine you're sitting at your kitchen table in the morning with your spouse, and you're opening the mail, and you get to a letter, and you open it, and it says, from Jill and I, we'd like to buy your property for $4,000. It's showing all the signs of the fact that you might want to sell it. And you share it with your spouse, and your spouse says, wow, you know, $4,000, that'd be cool. We're never going to use that property anyway. We inherited from your parents 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. Now imagine same situation. You open a letter, And the letter, and it says, we would like to buy your property for $450,000. And the same conversation happens. You know, we inherited that from your parents. I know it's worth more than that. We don't really need the money or want, but geez, wouldn't it be nice not to get that $28,000 tax bill every year? It's just a hassle. We're never going to use it. So we can either call these guys and get it done next week, or we can list it with the realtor and wait 8 months or 12 months or whatever. What do you want to do? Nah, let's just get rid of it. I got other stuff, bigger fish to fry.
Bingo.
That's exactly what happens. It's a lot easier to get a check for $250,000 than it is for $4,000. It's the same process, exact same process.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to, the whole key to making money like this, there's two keys. The first is price it properly. So you don't want to send a $450,000 offer out to thousands of people.
$10 million.
Yeah.
Or
on a $300,000 piece of property, or like Jill said, a $10 million piece
like
of property.
It's New cool. York.
So those are ways to fail.
So,
you have to price it properly.
Right.
But percentages are fantastic on these larger land deals.
Mm-hmm.
And houses, forget it. And this, it's even easier to make $100,000 on a house, you know, especially in California, mm-hmm. than it is on land. And, you know, what are you talking about, Jack? I thought houses were bad to flip. Here's the deal. Let's say you got an $800,000 house that's fallen down, but it's so valuable. The area is so valuable that, and it's the same situation. It's the exact same breakfast table situation. They get an offer for $400,000. You have a buyer in your back pocket because they redevelop properties or whatever. You sell it to them for $500,000, and they're happy as clams because they thought they're going to pay $800,000. They're doing flipping other houses or renovating mm-hmm. other houses right now where they paid $800,000. They're happy to roll one in for a couple $100,000 less.
Yeah. You know, our friends are, we have this couple here in Southern California, good friends of ours. Her in-laws just did this. She's sitting there scratching her head going, I can't believe they're selling their house for this. They just want out. They want to move down by us at the beach, and that's all they care about. They've got enough money. The kids are all grown. I mean, we're all adults. You know, they're past retirement. The home hasn't been updated since the 60s, by the way. It still has shag carpet and wood paneling. It's so funny. And they're just letting it go. And you know where they sold it to? The next door neighbor.
Exactly. Ding, ding.
And what's funny is, so my girlfriend, I'm like, then why the heck are you not buying this house? I will help you. She's like, oh, no, but I don't want to do that. I'm like, you silly.
Exactly.
So isn't that funny? But it really does happen.
So you're never going to know, Vlad and Nadia, you're never going to know mm-hmm. if unless you send offers out and find out.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the risk in that?
Exactly.
There's no risk.
There is no risk.
The absolute worst thing that can happen is you spend $500 or $700 to send a bunch of offers out, and you incorrectly price them, which is hard for me to believe.
No, you'll get deals back. Then you have to decide if you want to act on the deals. And then it, you know, it's just...
Here's my final point.
Insecurity, I think, too.
Yeah. Go ahead. I want to hear about insecurity, because that's really the root of what's going on here.
Yeah.
They don't believe in themselves.
No. Because what's going to happen is they're going to get some signed things back. Now they have to be comfortable enough to plop down some money to buy a piece of property. And you have to be secure enough to do that. You have to trust that you did all the steps, which everyone, we help with everyone. Make sure it has access. Make sure it has this. Make sure it has that. Go out, look at the comps and all that good stuff. So you know, it takes all the question out of your mind. You know you're good to go. But you've got to be secure enough to do it. And I don't think they have the security to do it. And that, you know, it's all right.
Here's my final point. It's very hard for... Probably, if you're listening to this show, you're into real estate, or you want to get into real estate, or for us too, we're some version of a real estate professional, right? In
mm-hmm.
varying levels, so it's real hard to get out of your head and have that kitchen table conversation that I described earlier. It's hard to imagine that. And why would anyone do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why would anybody sell a car for way half of what it's worth? Here's why: because they're inconvenienced by owning it. That's the whole deal. Or they just want to check it off their list.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time.
Yep.
So how many times have you had a garage sale, right? You just put all the stuff out, or, you know, some version of a garage sale, or call somebody to collect all your stuff for free. Because
mm-hmm.
you're just inconvenienced by it. Yeah, because you make a few thousand, $10,000 on it, or whatever the numbers are. I don't want to do it today.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather go surfing with the kids.
Exactly.
That's the deal. So you have to get out of your head and forget about what's going to happen on the other end of that offer, because let nature work that out.
Mm-hmm.
Natural selection. Send out thousands of offers. A couple of them are going to come back.
That's really good.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
Get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. You know, Jill, was that too harsh?
You know what? Tough love hurts. wait, and I have something funny to share. So as I'm sitting here talking, I'm like, okay, how do I walk around? I was getting in my own head thinking about this. Why am I so secure? Like stupidly, sometimes foolishly. Why do I have confidence in some things? You know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I swear I think it comes back to something that my dad taught me. Ready for this?
Yeah, this is good stuff.
He taught me the basics of how to come off like you know what you're doing.
Did he tell you to lie?
No, but act like you know what you're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who says you're not a pro? You know what? You feel like a pro. You got to understand it. You are a pro, so you need to walk around with an attitude like that. You know, and for me, it goes back to, you know, sneaking backstage at concerts. It was really, seriously, where I would walk in with my head held high, with my backstage pass that I finagled because I stayed at the same hotel, and I acted like I knew everybody. I knew I was supposed to be there, and guess what? I was greeted with open arms, like, yeah, come on in. I'm like, holy cow, this works. So
that's a really good lesson, actually.
It is. So I'm not insecure walking into a room of, well, especially when it comes to anything in our industry, I'm very confident. I've been in other places where I've been in environments where I really don't know, you know, much about the topic, but I pretend that I do, and I listen, and I wait, and I think about it and ask good questions, and I come off, you know. And so anyway, for me, that's confidence, and you can train yourself, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. You can learn and kind of train yourself and build up your own confidence.
I mean, you could be at a rocket science.
Me personally or in general?
In general.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you could, and so could I. You know, and you can have a very intelligent conversation about success and just turn it into all that and never really talk about rocket science and leave everybody there with a fantastic impression of you.
Yep.
And a positive whole thing. And you can just, that's what I think you're kind of saying.
Right.
You know, you don't have to know about
rocket science
or any of that.
Yeah, don't ask stupid questions. And it's okay to say, all right, I obviously don't have the PhD like you do, but can you explain this to me?
Or, you know, we apply those exact same principles that you were just talking about to buying and selling real estate. It's mm-hmm. interesting that we're doing the same thing together, only you're doing it with this and I'm doing it with this. I mean,
exactly.
There's a million ways to do that.
Totally.
And to make it all positive and going in the right direction, you know, and now you're in a room full of successful people. So I'm really glad we had this show and had this question.
Me too.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.